Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Steve Del Bianco back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve has been with us now for more than 11 years, coming up on 12 years. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. And I'll tell you, folks, you and I, as business owners, we take advantage of great online resources, great technology resources that have helped us become so effective and so efficient. And for the most part, they've been unencumbered by a lot of regulation and by a lot of stupid stuff rained down on us by government types, which the rest of our world has to deal with. But now there's a lot of pressure on some of those areas that you and I aren't going to like, and there's some people who are fighting for us, and one of those guys is Steve Del Bianco, and I'm really proud of the hard work, the tireless work that he's doing, standing in for us, standing in the breach for us, as a lot of people out there are trying to do stupid stuff, and Steve's sticking his finger in their eye for us, and we appreciate it. Steve Del Bianco, welcome back to the show, and thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
Well, we're good. Glad you're here, and I want you to know how much we appreciate the hard work you're doing. And most small business owners don't realize what you're doing unless they listen to my show, because you're here on a regular basis. But one of the things that's going on right now is the internet's about to be taxed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be worse than ever right now. A lot of us are focused on the election, but one of the byproducts of this is what's called the lame duck session. The last several weeks of the year after the election, before the new Congress sits down in January. And that lame duck session has got a real lame bill, a lame piece of legislation that's likely to descend upon any small business that wants to try to reach customers around the country or around the world by putting up a website or a catalog. Because the Senate is determined to use the lame duck chaos and confusion to jam the new internet sales tax bill on a House of Representatives that has rejected it in the past. But we are likely to see the Senate attach the internet sales tax to some other piece of legislation that's got to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard people talk about a continuing resolution, which is really just the budget that avoids shutting down the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a must-pass piece of legislation. And all sorts of lame laws can be attached to it. And then it's very challenging for the House leadership to peel off the bad parts and still have the Senate accept it.
Right. Because of the way it comes to them. And is there enough resolve in the House of Representatives, you think, to stiffen their neck and deal with this? Or are they likely to say, well, you know, this is inevitable, and we don't want to, because of the politics, we don't want to look like the party of no?
Well, that's a big problem. They don't want to be the party that shuts the government down again. And a lot will depend on whether the Republicans take the Senate in the elections in 2 weeks, because if that's the case, then that lame duck, which is controlled by Democrats in the Senate, and Senator Harry Reid could have different plans and want to put the Republicans in a bad place.
Right.
And when all this crossfire happens, here's the problem, is that America's small businesses, your listening audience, and a lot of the members of NetChoice, we get caught in
that's
the crossfire.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, if there's not a lame duck session, if the Democrats maintain the Senate, then nothing is going to change either way, except the pace of the legislation, right? If it really is a lame duck session for the Democrats, then they're going to speed up the process. If it's not, they probably won't speed it up. Is that a...
Well, Jim, I would say it's a lame duck no matter whether who wins, because every senator who was up for election, some will change seats, some will move.
You're right.
But they have to elect new leaders.
New people.
They come back.
Yeah.
Right. They come back for a few weeks after the election and elect leadership. And then they go home, and then they come for Thanksgiving, and then they come back in the first week of December for just a couple of weeks. Main thing they've got to do is to keep the government open before the continuing resolution expires on December the 11th.
What's Harry Reid's motivation for this, to do this? What is it about internet tax? Is he just want to have that extra ability to tax?
A lot of promises were made. If you recall, there's been a multi-year, multi-million dollar lobbying campaign, and a lot of big retailers, a lot of labor unions, and others have really pushed hard for the internet sales tax as what they believe is a way to, fund more state and local programs.
And this is sales tax, not necessarily access tax, right?
Well, I'm so sorry that we have to say that those are linked, because the internet access tax, and again, this is the tax you would have to pay on your monthly internet access bills, what you pay for your local cable or Fios.
That's going to go up under Harry Reid's ideas.
He'd like to hold that hostage, Jim. Yeah. He'd say that I'll let those taxes go up if you don't give me my internet sales tax.
So if Harry Reid has his way, small business owners will have to collect sales tax wherever a customer is that they buy from you online, and your phone bill is going to go up from the access tax standpoint. So Harry Reid, as far as I'm concerned, is political enemy number one of small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.